We are standing here together on Saturday in April in one of the most beautiful places on earth, South Royalton, Vermont. I'm grateful to be here with you. My name is Nell. This is Fran, and we welcome you here.
Thanks, Nell, and welcome, everyone. I'm Fran Miller. I'm so glad to be here with you all, even though being up here makes me and Nell really nervous. But this is a time when we all have to stand up a little more than what we feel comfortable with. So let's all get a little bit beyond our comfort zone, because courage is contagious.
That's right. And we have some great speakers here. And we're going to get energized, and we're going to have some ideas of how we can all resist this. But first, we want to get our girl Sylvie up here. Sylvie Desitel has helped many of us build a better connection to our bodies and the earth, and her beautiful smile always can improve one's day. She is going to do a grounding exercise to start the show. I'm used to being in front of people but not having a mic. So welcome, everyone. I'm just going to do a really quick meditation to really collect our energies and get us here in our bodies on this planet right now. So I'm going to start with breath. I'm a yoga teacher, and I work with breath, and I think we all can use a little bit of breath these days. So to start with, I'm just going to invite everyone to just take a big breath. Take your arms up, big breath in. And then a big breath out, sighing out of your mouth. Inhale out through your nose. Exhale. Down we go. One more time. Inhale. Big breath. Exhale. Beautiful. And then, just right, there's springs in your ankles and your knees and your hips. And so it takes your energy down and back up. And down and back up. And we yield it down to the earth. We are earthlings. All beings on the planet are earthlings. We share this planet. And so, we think about how generous the planet is, the earth is, that it sustains us. And so we ground down into that sustaining.
Less than 2 weeks ago, Chris and his team from Vail decided it was important to bring these protests to South Royalton. In that short time, they have managed to organize this event, gathering volunteers and funds, and bring us all out to make this happen. In coming here today, we join more than a million people across our nation who are also standing up to reject the corruption and lawlessness happening in our country. And, you know, if you can listen, you can almost hear the voices rising with us from White River Junction, from Montpelier, from Burlington, and all the way from San Francisco. We want to remind you that a core principle behind this hands-off gathering is the commitment to nonviolent action. We expect all participants to seek to de-escalate any potential confrontation with those who disagree with our values. We want to include everyone in this movement. And, we can do that, right? Because we just got done with press town meeting. Okay, as I said, I am grateful to be here. This town, where I was born and raised, is the kind of place many people can only dream of. I realize how lucky I am to have parents who work so hard as farmers to raise their children with the seasons and with the land of Vermont. Their core values and their vision have made me who I am today. And if Phil has instilled in me the connection I have to this place, this town, and to the farm I grew up on 4 miles down the road, which, funny enough, is the reason I came to meet this lovely lady.
Thanks, Mel. I came here to South Royalton 6 years ago to work at Vermont Law School at the Center for Agriculture and Food Systems. I work with farmers and organizations that serve farmers across the country. And from my seat, I see a lot of hurt and pain right now. Organizations are laying off hardworking, dedicated folks because USDA grants that have been awarded, contracts signed, money promised, are now not being paid or are being terminated. Farmers are wondering whether they should plant seeds or buy or sell livestock because money they're due from the government, meaning they were told they should spend the money and they get it back. Tens of thousands of dollars that they have laid out are being withheld by the Trump administration. Every day, every hour, we see another government institution gutted. We all know that there's waste in government, but is this the way to do it? No! Hands off! I read yesterday that Elon Musk and Doge have laid off all of the employees of the federal agency that funds libraries and museums. Vermont got $1.4 billion from that agency in 2023 and in 2024 for our libraries. It looks like they're taking that money. That's a third of the state's budget for libraries. I love our local libraries. And that is where I want my taxes to go. Hands off! Have you gone to an arts or cultural event recently? Sorry. Trump and Musk have terminated all funds going to humanities councils in Vermont to put that money in the pockets of billionaires. Hands off! Do you have a kid who needs a little extra help in school? Sorry, that office in the Department of Education is shut down. Hands off! Hoping they're going to find more solutions to the incredible rates of cancer in our country or to the next pandemic. Sorry, medical research funding is not getting federal money. It's going to tax cuts for billionaires. Hands off! You're not a U.S. citizen, but you're here legally on a green card or visa. Sorry, if you criticize Trump or Musk are gay or pro-Palestinian, you can be kidnapped and sent to detention to await deportation proceedings. By the way, those folks are being held in private for-profit prisons that benefit Trump and his billionaire friends. Hands off! Your community had an environmental disaster from the increasingly drastic weather events stemming from climate change. Flooding, anyone? Sorry, money and technical assistance from the federal government is not available. Hands off! I could go on. I'm not going to. We have speakers. To quote Senator Cory Booker, who caused some good trouble, and shut down Senate business for 25 hours this week. I believe that history will show we the people rose to meet this moment. It will show that we did not let the chaos and division go unanswered. It will show that when our president chose to spread lies and sow fear, we chose to come together, to work together, to rise together. This is a moral moment. It's not left or right. It's right or wrong. Finally, I think all of us understand that for America to work for all of us, it must include us all. Our leaders are supposed to act in our interest and govern in our name, whether we voted for them or not. Now, we have to join together to defeat this regime that wants to give more money to billionaires. They want to take away our ability to speak our minds, steal money that should go to educating our kids, make it impossible for us to put money that we put into Social Security to get it. They want to screw around with our already pretty horrible healthcare system, and they want to make life harder for anyone who doesn't look, love, or think like them. Thank you all. Okay, now you get to meet our wonderful speakers. We're so grateful to these folks for bringing us their insight and energy. We just want to mention that there are other people who wanted to speak with us here today and have important messages to share, but they can't do it because of the climate we're in. Fear of deportation, fear of losing a job. They cannot speak out. These are people living with us who are under some very real threat. And we want to acknowledge them and let them know that we're doing everything that we can to make their voices count. So, let me introduce our first speaker. Earl Hatley is president of both the Ottauquechee Water Protectors Association in Queechee, Vermont, lead agency in Oklahoma. He's a board member of Vail, Rural Vermont, and Vermont Healthy Soils Coalition. He is a disabled veteran and a member of the Abenaki Nation at Mississippi Voice.
Didn't leave much left to say, y'all. but I like that sign, no one is illegal on stolen land. Just saying, don't get me started on immigration policy, you won't like it. But like Fran said, I'm a citizen of the Abenaki Nation of Missisquoi here in Vermont. I'm from Oklahoma. I also have Shawnee and Cherokee heritage. Lived most all of my life on the Cherokee Ranch there. I've been here in Vermont now for 5 years. And here we are. Thank you, Consigliere everyone, for coming out here on such a beautiful Vermont afternoon. And I really appreciate that. Mercy. And so, welcome to our homeland. The homeland of the Abenaki Nation, unceded, still ours, by the way. And so, just a caveat there. Depends on who you talk to, right? Yeah, well, who owns the land? I'll just start there. At any rate, welcome to the Odinak, the village here, next to the Benitook, the White River. In the Endokina, our land, the land of the Abenaki or Almiobok peoples, the Wabanaki, here in Wabanakiak, we call it the Dawn Land. Welcome. I ask Creator, Kitsi Nuas, to bless this event, to keep us all safe and warm and dry and while we're here. And so, again, welcome, Consiglio. We're gathered here to send a message to the state and to especially the federal government. Hands off. Hands off our democracy. The vast majority of Americans reject oligarchy. A revolution was fought over that. What's going on? But just on a personal level, I want to say, hands off to my veterans benefit. Hands off to my Social Security. Take those two things away from me and I'm homeless. And it looks like that's going to happen. So, you know, we need everyone to rally, you know, for support of all the benefits that we receive. I received the VA benefits because I took time out of my life after graduating high school to wear the uniform. I get Social Security benefits because when I first started working when I was 11 years old, I paid my wages into Social Security. And that was promised to all of us when it's time. Don't take away our Social Security. Hands off. Hands off the veterans benefit. I got online and I looked at all those words that Musk and Trump are deleting from the national databases for all the agencies, words that they can't type or say. And just, you know, I related to all of them, but there were two that really stood out. I want to lay on you. One is Native American. The other is Indigenous. Okay, those terms are no longer allowed to be said in our federal agencies. So I say, hands off our sovereignty. So there's other hands off, as you heard from Fran, and then there'll be other speakers that'll be talking about that, and we'll go through that today. But those are the things that touch my heart, sovereignty, VA, and Social Security. And so I would like for all of you to go to that booth over there with the red top and sign up on the petition to the governor and the state legislature. Find a group that represents your special interest, your most dear interest, and volunteer. We have sign-up sheets up there as well for $350 and others. So if you're inclined for that, sign up. Otherwise, find an organization that represents your special interest and go to work. And also let your senators and representatives hear your thoughts. There they are right there. Tell them what you think. Yeah. Tell them what you think, you know. Of course, these two are on our side. Yeah, we all know them. And it's so wonderful that they're here. And there's the last thing I want to say is vote the oligarchs out. That was hard to say. Vote them out. And, oh, yeah, by the way, keep your hands off our election. Steve Willini, thank you so much.
Thanks, Earl. One of the many reasons our community in this area of Vermont are so special and strong is that we are home to the Vermont Law Graduate School. And every year, students graduate to go into the wider world to fight for causes they are passionate about. I am so proud to work with and call many of these students and alumni my friends. Sometimes we are lucky enough to have people come to the law school and fall in love with this place and this community, and they decide to stay. One such person is my neighbor and friend, Donald Hayes. Don is the director of the South Royalton Legal Clinic, which houses the Veterans Legal Assistance Project. This program helps Vermont veterans with a variety of issues, including VA benefit appeals. And we look forward to hearing what he has to tell us about that.
Thank you, Nell. As Nell said, my name is Don Hayes. I'm an attorney and a VA accredited claims agent. So I'm a representative that works with veterans in obtaining veterans benefits. I'm not here on behalf of the VA. Rather, I'm here as an individual, an advocate concerned about the current administration's threat to slash tens of thousands of critical VA jobs. Since 2018, when I started doing veterans work, I've assisted hundreds of VA Vermont veterans to obtain compensation and benefits for service-connected injuries. Compensation benefits, as you may know, are monthly payments provided to veterans whose disabilities are the result of injuries or disease incurred or aggravated during active military service. For many veterans, this compensation is a critical need. As we just heard, it's often the difference between being stably housed and being homeless. In addition to the compensation, the VA provides world-class health care. We saw an expansion of the VA in 2022 as a result of the passage of the PACT Act. The PACT Act represented one of the most sweeping changes to VA healthcare and compensation in decades. It expanded healthcare compensation to veterans exposed to burn pits, Agent Orange, and other toxic substances. Specifically, our Vietnam veterans, our Gulf War veterans, and our post 9/11 veterans. The PACT Act was a promise of improved claims decision-making, widespread toxic screenings for veterans exposed to toxic substances, expansion of research, science, go figure, expanded health care. The VA saw, as a result, an unprecedented surge in claims that continues to this day. As a veterans advocate, I'm in daily communication with veterans throughout the state. Many, not surprisingly, are expressing concern and fear over the current administration's threats and cuts. VA employees I work with are also concerned. Professionals who are deeply committed to their work are feeling uncertain about their future, and more so about the future of the constituents they serve. The VA currently employs 480,000 individuals. The threatened cuts would likely impact every aspect of the veterans' experience with the VA. The effects of the proposed cuts would be broad and devastating. Claims processing times, which are already long, will be longer. Access to critical health care support will be compromised and for some just outright eliminated. Support services directed towards veterans experiencing mental health crisis will be cut, likely exacerbating already alarming veteran suicide rates and homelessness rates. These proposed cuts are short-sighted and cruel. By focusing on perceived short-term gains in the name of efficiency, the current administration all but guarantees long-term pain to the many, many, many men and women who sacrificed so much to preserve the freedom we enjoy today. The VA's motto, to fulfill President Lincoln's promise to care for those who served our nation's military and for their families, caregivers, and survivors. It's a call to action and one we must not ignore. Theme of the day, hands off.
Hands off.
Thank you.
I have a different hat on for a minute. If you drive by the corner of Route 14 and Route 110 in South Royalton at the bridge almost every Wednesday morning between 7:30 and 8:15 in the morning, you'll see me and Chris Wood and Sylvie DeSattel and Frank Lamson and some other assorted folks who join us with a big ceasefire banner and various signs saying things like free Gaza and stop sending bombs to Israel. As a Jewish woman who feels the Holocaust, where the Nazis murdered 6 million Jews in my bones, I can see what genocide looks like. Sadly, infuriatingly, that is what Israel is doing to the Palestinians right now. And what makes me enraged is the fact that it is my money, U.S. dollars, billions and billions of them, that are paying for the 2,000-pound bombs and bulldozers and tanks that Israel is using to kill children, 15,000 of them, women and men, just as human and normal and playful and sad and outraged as everyone standing on the green today. If you have questions about that, I understand. My family were Zionists. I believed a lot of myths about Israel as a young person. There's lots of history there to talk about, and I welcome anyone who wants to talk about those issues. But for now, if you have not been focusing on this issue, I ask you to do so as part of our resistance to the authoritarian takeover of our democracy. Because the way the Trump administration is going after students, young people who have been protesting about this issue, is the way they will go after anyone who doesn't agree with them on any issue. The way that they are trampling on the right to free speech of people who are exposing the inhumanity of the Israeli government and military in this moment, starving people to death by blocking humanitarian aid. That is exactly how they will trample on all of our rights to free speech when we oppose them shutting down our government, stealing our tax dollars, and giving them to Trump, Musk, and their billionaire friends. Hands off! Stop using our tax dollars to send bombs to Israel. Hands off. I think that there's a Jewish Voice for Peace table in the back. I'm also a member of JVP, and they're doing some really excellent work on this issue, along with others. So please get involved. Thank you. Okay, I have my other hat on now. But I have to find my notes. Okay. Now I want to introduce somebody that everybody knows. Shirley Jefferson. Shirley Jefferson is from the historic streets of Selma, Alabama. She participated in the civil rights movement. She marched with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and former Congressman John Lewis. And she has something to teach us about this moment.
Thank you. I hope I have something to teach you about this moment. The first thing I like to say is thank you. I am so proud and pleased to see so many people out here today.
Yeah.
Do you love America? Are you willing to fight for America? I'm fired up. I'm fired up. Are you fired up? And when I say fired up, y'all said ready to go. Fired up. Fired up. Fired up. Fired up. Telling you, I've come from the red clay state of Alabama, Selma, over the Pettus Bridge. Now I'm here in South Royston. 1982, I stepped foot here. Now we are fighting to get over the White River for our freedom. Growing up in Selma, I never thought that the day would come when this country would come out for white people. It's always been black people. Now look, look what they're doing. And I'm saying to you, you can't give up. You can't be afraid. You have to stand tall. They are going to come after us. They are coming after us. And we must stand together. We must still love our neighbors who might not think the same as we think. We must still love our children. We must still love this country. We can't give up. They are making us afraid. Don't be afraid. I am not afraid. I am not afraid. I am not afraid today. So that's part of we shall overcome. That's a part of it. And I say, are those senators still here? You can't depend on the senators. You can't depend on the court. You can't depend on the legislature. It has to be the people. I'm telling you, it has to be us. We must continue not to give up. We already know all the things. I say to you, hands off y'all. Y'all, hands off you. Hands off the people. Hands off everything. This is our country. You all have worked hard for it. Your forefathers, my forefathers, everybody. But they're making us believe that it's not our country. We don't have power. We do. I know what it's like. I marched against the KKK. I remember Bloody Sunday. I remember the bully holes, the hoses, the clubs, the horses, all of that. We don't have that yet. But we must stand together. Do you love this country?
Yeah.
Do you love this country?
Yeah.
I'm fired up. Fired up. Fired up. All right, keep on rolling. I love you.
Okay. As we close out here today, after having raised our voices demanding hands off to the powers that be, I want to ask you all now to turn hands off into hands on. What can we put our hands on? Or what can we do with our own two hands? When asked what to do, what our actions should be, when we are overwhelmed by the barrage of chaos, madness, and absurdity, I am afraid at the moment the answer is not as showy as we might like, but rather almost boring. Persistence might seem boring, but it is simple and doable and yields great rewards. Kindness might seem not enough, but sometimes a smile can save the day. Gratitude might feel unwarranted. Joy might seem frivolous, but these are feelings that we must pursue daily. These feelings will lead our actions, which will create our reality and the future of the country that we do want. So what will be your hands-on? I know you all are doers because you're here in this rain and cold. So what can we do? First, we can sign our names to the letter going to Montpelier. Afterwards, we can look at the compilation of organizations that Bail has put together, and we can join up if so inspired. We can check in with and give our support to Bail as they work to keep this movement going. And after that, it is what Vermonters already do quite well. It is the next right thing. What do you see in front of you to do? What has been asked of you? You know it. It is the next right thing. It can be big, but it can be the smallest act as well. Have faith that your hands know what to do. Many of us might put our hands in the dirt and grow a garden. Don't forget, to plant a garden is to have hope in the future. And with all those extra zucchini we might get, we can put our hands to making zucchini bread. And then we can walk that down the road to our elderly neighbor, and we can check in on her, because we take care of our neighbors, and because those neighbors are going to need our help. And we can raise our hands and volunteer and participate. We can participate in our public schools and at our libraries and in our local government so that we don't lose sight of what real democracy looks like. And every day, practice kindness and gratitude and doing the right thing so that those muscles are never going unused and that they become so strong that they may work tirelessly and with great ease to overthrow and root out all injustice, corruption, and hatred. Okay, we're closing out. And we're going to close out with a few chants, because what's a protest without chanting? And then the drummer is like going to drum. Okay, so we're going to do this. I know it's pouring out there. All right, so I'm going to say a sentence, and then you all say, stand up, fight back, okay?
Yeah!
When the land we love is under attack, what do?
Yeah!
When the air we breathe is under attack, what do we do?
Yeah!